It is time now for a community connection here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. We're sitting down with District Judge Linda Thomas of Washington County. Things are starting to reopen just ever so slightly in the county. Of course, the courthouse is one of those things. Judge Thomas, what does the courthouse reopening look like in Washington County?
We have some directives from the Oklahoma Supreme Court and the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals that we are following, but we also have some leeway to tailor what is best, tailor those orders to what's best for Washington County, and that's what we've done. Judge Vaclaw and Judge Sigler and Judge Franks and I have all worked together to try to come up with a really efficient way to do that. But one of the things we're most concerned about is keeping everybody that has to come to the court healthy and safe, and for those who don't want to come to the courthouse, give them a means to not actually have to be here in person. So we're utilizing distance measures such as teleconferencing, FaceTime, Zoom. There's several different options out there that we can do so that people don't actually have to come to the courthouse. But we have something unique that I don't know of any other county in the state that's doing it, and through the cooperation of the four judges here in Washington County, the county commissioners, the county emergency management team with Kerry Cox as the leader of that, the Washington County Sheriff's Department, the DA's office, our IT people, and then the court clerk's office, we all had a planning meeting two, 3 weeks ago where we planned out how we were going to hold those great big dockets where we have a couple of hundred people coming to the courthouse at any given time. And what we did, it was kind of a process of a lot of people putting in their ideas, but Washington County Emergency Management has set up two big tents out in our new parking lot, and the judges are accessing those tents by iPad remotely and holding some of our dockets like that. The defendants come, they line up, we hear their case, we call their case, they come into the tent individually, and we take care of whatever their matter is, and then they leave.
I understand Washington County started this process on Monday. What did it look like then?
We probably saw, I want to say, between maybe 75 people, and everything went very smoothly. I think it worked well for not only the court personnel, but for those that were appearing for their court hearing as well. So lots of cooperation from a lot of different people in our community, all of them having the best interest of our community at stake.
It does seem like a unique setup indeed, and I'm glad that it went well for you guys as it launched. And I'm curious, too, how long do you guys anticipate using this iPad tent system in the parking lot?
Right now, and this is, of course, I'm just guessing how long that we're going to be under these restrictions where we don't want or need a lot of people in the courthouse. So I'm anticipating that we will do this at the very least for 2 weeks, more reasonably probably till the middle of June, and it wouldn't be surprising if we do this through the end of June, and of course if we get more directives from the Supreme Court, it may go through the end of July. But for now, we're just taking it about a week at a time, maybe 2 weeks at a time, and moving forward each day and trying to just modify what we do to meet.
Obviously, these tents are outside, and obviously you'll have some protection against the rain, but what happens if severe weather rolls into the area? What's the protocol for arraignments then?
We have a kind of a backup plan where we have a fairly large conference room on the first floor of the courthouse, and so if it's stormy and if it looks like the weather's going to be preventative to keep us out from the parking lot, then we'll move it indoors, but it will be a little bit more difficult to manage because we can't have as many people in the courthouse, and so people would probably have to stay in their car. We'll just call so many at a time and run them through like that. I anticipate that we'll see probably 300 to 400 people in the courthouse this week. Of course, not all on one day by any stretch, but spread out over the week, we're going to see probably 300 to 400 people for court hearings, and many of those will be held with the litigants outside in the tents with the judges doing remote conferencing with them. For the in-person court hearings, at this time, most of us are limiting our dockets to personal appearances by attorneys only, and then if we need to take testimony or if there needs to be some input from a client or a witness, we'll do that by telephone or FaceTime or Zoom or some other remote connection like that so that we don't have too many people in the courtroom or courthouse at one time. Of course, the Supreme Court has limited us to 10 people, and that includes court personnel in the courtroom at any given time, and so that doesn't leave a lot of room for onlookers or witnesses, or got a case that's got several witnesses or several litigants, then it's going to be a little bit restrictive. So the judges are cooperating well with one another to make sure that these dockets run really smoothly, that we can get litigants through the system as quickly as possible, whether they happen to be in the tent outside or in the conference room downstairs, or if we're doing them by phone. I believe it's working quite well.
What else should people know as the courthouse slowly starts to open in Washington County?
If they're represented by counsel, they need to stay in touch with their attorney so that, because the attorneys are all well aware of the different changes and the different dates and the new court dates. Also, they can call the court clerk's office if they have a concern about when they're supposed to appear. They can always go online on odcr.com or oscn.net and pull up their court case like that. It'll have the court date on there as well. So there's a lot of different mechanisms that litigants can see when their court dates are. It's important that they know when they're supposed to appear, and like I said, there's a lot of different ways that they can find that out if they are unaware. We've tried to do our best to make sure that everybody knows when they're supposed to appear back, but I'm sure that over the last 2.5 months, we may have missed some.
Looking at the backlog, how far behind would you guys say that the county is just because we've had to have the courthouse closed for so long?
Well, the courthouse has been shut down for the most part for about 2 months. And like I said earlier, the judges are cooperating with one another. Some of us are doubling up on dockets so that a docket that one judge would normally handle, we've got two people handling it so that we can move as many people through as possible. We anticipate that probably by the end of June, we'll be back to maybe middle of July, but we're shooting for end of June, back to normal size dockets where everybody's kind of caught up on what they're doing. Probably the biggest delay is in the jury trials. Fortunately, Washington County was finished with their spring jury term prior to the courts being shut down. So we finished all the jury trials that were almost all of them that were scheduled for the spring. But the one or two that did not get heard, we'll hear first in August during the fall term. We're anticipating and working hard to make sure that everybody is back on track as soon as possible.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Judge Thomas?
One thing I think that is important for people who are coming to the courthouse, whether it's for court business itself or any other business that they might have at the courthouse, is that they need to wear a mask. And it's important that they do wear a mask. Our security detail, who is furnished, of course, by the Washington County Sheriff's Department, they're going to be the final say-so on who can come in the courthouse, so it's important that everybody have a mask. There's a limited number of masks that the Washington County Emergency Management team has provided us that we can hand out for those who show up without one, but we don't have an unlimited supply of those, so everybody needs to grab a mask that's coming to the courthouse.
We've been speaking with District Judge Linda Thomas here in Washington County. She's been telling us about the process of reopening the Washington County Courthouse ever so slowly here in Bartlesville. That was a Community Connection here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3.